Hey, everybody, and welcome to Movie Crush, very special announcement edition. This is an announcement that I imagine most of you will probably not be super excited about, but I am retiring the show, for now, at least. This is a decision that I did not go into lightly. I'm sure it, like I said, comes very much out of the blue to you, but this is something that's kind of been in the back of my mind for a little while now. And because we're all pals, I wanted to take a few moments here to kind of talk to you about it and therapy through this thing together, because that's what friends do. Because I have mixed feelings about it, to be honest. It's tough to do something for 3.5 years that you really love, but also know that it's time to kind of put it aside for the betterment of me. And not necessarily my mental health. I'm not suffering a nervous breakdown, or dare I say, podcast fatigue. Even though that's kind of true, but I need to make some more time in my life right now, for me, for my family. That's kind of the biggest reason behind all of it. Actually, it's just time. Between Movie Crush and Stuff You Should Know, I put out podcast episodes on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and technically Saturday, if you count the old reruns on Stuff You Should Know. But that's a lot. And Movie Crush takes, believe it or not, it takes about as much time, some weeks more time than Stuff You Should Know does, between trying to book these interviews, which has always been a slog. I know I've talked about it before a little bit. It is very, very hard to DIY book your own show. It is hard when someone is booking it for you. Still a lot of work to do, but it's always been something that I've done. Movie Crush is a very small little show. We don't have a lot of resource help and never really ask for much, because we want to kind of just fly below the radar, do our own thing, and do it our way, which is great. But it is hard booking people. Things got a little bit easier, believe it or not, during COVID, because I finally wrapped my head around doing these remote interviews, which I always had refused to do previously during the before times. But it did get a little bit easier during COVID because I relaxed my rule on that. There were a lot of people at home. It really just became about finding folks who had a good recording setup. So, you know, the audio quality was still pretty good. That was a priority for me, to make it sound good still. But that aside, it is still difficult to book guests. It's hard. When I brought in the cast of regulars and started looking around at my awesome colleagues here at work, and Casey and Annie and Paul and Maddie and Holly coming in, and my regular guests, Paul Schneider and Joe Garden and Hodgman, that I've had a few times on, it was always good to count on them. And of course, certainly Cole, who has been there for me and has been a great, great recurring guest. And certainly a lot easier to book them, but I still wanted to do a mix of them and then people outside the network and outside my friend zone. And it was just tough. So that is a big reason as well. I really enjoyed every episode I ever recorded. There was a lot of work that went in, believe it or not, to watching the movies, doing the research and making the notes for movies. Usually took about a half a day just for the movie itself. And then, you know, you record the shows, always fun, never not fun. And then you had to go through and re-listen to them and add any edit notes and stuff like that. That's not quite as fun, to be honest. But a lot goes into the show, more than you probably think. Even those mini crushes, I know it seems like we're just freewheeling it, but that's a bit of the magic. There was quite a bit of work that went into those as well. And it just all got to be a little bit too much between that and Stuff You Should Know. Especially now that things are opening up a bit more. Josh and I are going to start doing live shows again at some point. I'm not sure if that's this year or not, but we will be traveling more for work, which we haven't been doing. And it's, all that's going to take a little bit more time. And you know, I have a wife and a daughter and a family and stuff that I like to do with them. And it kind of got to the point at times where I found myself saying more than I was comfortable with, oh gosh, I got to go watch this movie for Movie Crush, instead of, oh, I'm so excited to get to watch this movie for Movie Crush. And again, just to be clear, that was literally just squeezing in these movies and doing that research. I always love sitting down in front of the microphone with every single guest, and I always loved interacting with all of you on the Facebook page and putting those mini crushes together. That was never part of the problem, right up until now, I promise. It really was to the point, though, where if you love movies, you don't want it to become a chore, and you don't want to not look forward to sitting down and watching a movie. The whole point of this is that I love movies, and that's why I got into the show to begin with. And it just seemed like more and more, even just simple little things like Emily and I might, you know, have a night free where we want to watch a movie together or something, and I couldn't because I had to do a movie crush watch that she necessarily wasn't into. And then we're in two separate rooms, and that's just not a lot of fun. So that was a big reason. I'm trying to think if there really were any others, and that's kind of it, you guys. It's just time. Just time. Life is short. And I really just wanted to clear my schedule out a little bit. Housekeeping wise, I can say 1000% that Movie Crush Facebook page is going to stay very active, and I'm going to stay on it. And in fact, I'll probably be on it more than I have been lately because I'll have more time, and I'm going to keep posting questions and polls and silly memes and kind of everything that we've been doing on Facebook. I'm going to keep doing because, honestly, you all are the biggest treasure from this whole experience. I'm more proud of the community that's been created alongside this podcast than any of those episodes, even, if you want to know the truth. It's been the best part. I've said it before a bunch of times, but you are all the kindest, most fun, funniest, endearing, engaging, open-hearted, open-minded, big-hearted group of people that I've ever seen gathered together on the internet. It's really remarkable in a place, you know, on Facebook that is can be a cesspool of humanity. We have managed to carve out a great little corner for ourselves. And I, if this show did one thing and that was it, then it was all worth it. So that's going to keep going, not going anywhere. The Movie Crushers page, I did not start. That was obviously started by you guys. I really hope you'll keep that going. I imagine you will. That should not go anywhere either. I'm still going to be active over there as well. And, you know, I made the Facebook announcement and I saw some people say, you know, I hope this isn't like, someone said, I hope it's not like summer camp where we promise to keep in touch and then don't. That's up to us, you guys. That's 100% up to us. I pledge to stay there and stay active and to keep the fire going for all of us who love each other and who love movies and TV shows so much. So it's really up to you at this point to stay there as well. Don't go anywhere. Another thing I want to say is that I will be doing some shows here and there. Please don't delete my podcast feed from your player. Just kind of keep it tucked away and let it get a little dusty in the corner there, but keep it there because I know I'm going to want to podcast again with Annie. How can I not? I know I'm going to want to talk to Casey about a movie every now and then. I know I'm going to want to this Halloween, you know, those horror movies are going to come calling, and I'm going to want to get Joe Garden in there or get our little round tables together and do some Halloween content. I know I'm going to want to do it. So don't be surprised when you see the occasional episode pop up. There will be a super sized mini crush finale coming out here in a couple of weeks that will feature Emily and Maddie and Annie and Paul and, of course, Noel and Casey. I've got some other special guests joining that have been kind to us over the years, and I'm really going to blow it out for that last mini and let everyone say their proper goodbyes. So that'll be coming your way soon. I hope this finds you all well. I know that this has been a source of comfort for people during the pandemic, and it was a source of comfort for me too. It was really something I needed, and so I thank you for that, and I thank you for just making this show special. But again, we're not going away. It's going to take on a little bit of a different form, and I really hope everyone sticks around and stays really active on that Facebook page. There's still a couple of more great interview episodes coming your way. There are two in the can that I loved, really good episodes, and then there's one I'm recording. I think this will probably come out the day after I record with my good friend Janet Varney, who kicked off Movie Crush with the very first episode, and she shall also be the last. So big thanks to Janet for that. So three more interviews coming out. I think one more regular mini and then one supersized finale, and then that'll be it for now. So just want to let you know what's coming down the pike and what to expect out of me. Keep crushing it in your private life. My sincerest thanks to all of you. We are really one great, big, happy family, and I think of you all like that. And although I will miss the actual recordings of the episodes, I do look forward to many more years of hanging out on Facebook together, making fun of each other, picking on each other, supporting each other, and loving each other there on the Movie Crush Facebook page. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you soon. Don't go anywhere.